Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all that we need for our enjoyment. If you have a look at the world's stock markets over the past century, you'll know exactly what the Apostle Paul meant. They've gone up and down. Money is completely unreliable. The downs have often been dramatic and have led to misery for millions of people. The 1920s were a time of huge economic expansion. They were known as the Roaring Twenties, and they saw the advance of many technological innovations in radio, automobile, aviation, and telephone. However, the growth was unsustainable, and in the great crash of 1929, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 40%, leading to the deep economic depression of the 1930s, which caused incredible misery right around the world. More recently, the crashes of 1987 and 2008 saw massive losses on the stock markets, with huge implications for the world economy. Paul wasn't telling Timothy that it was wrong to have money, but that it was ridiculous to place your trust in it. It simply isn't reliable. Only God is completely trustworthy. So Paul's advice to rich people was to use their money to do good. He didn't tell them to get rid of it, but encouraged them to be rich in good works and generous to those in need. In that way, they would show that their faith was in God and not in their wealth. If you have great wealth, you should give thanks to God, but ensure that you never allow it to win your trust and devotion. These are such wise words for our money-mad society, in which we're continually fed the lie that a win on the lottery will put smiles on our faces and solve all our problems. We need to keep our eyes fixed on God, who alone has the power to give us all that we need for our enjoyment. Whether we have lots of money or very little, we can find fulfillment and joy if our lives are focused on God. So let me ask you a question. How has Paul's teaching challenged your own thinking about money? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to rely upon you completely and never to place our trust in money and possessions. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.